KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 49 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 77. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein has announced that he will be retiring at the end of the 2016-17 school year.
When I do that, I will have been in on one side of the desk or the other side of the desk for about 53 years, and my wife tells me it's about time to come to the house. So next year will be my last year in education.
The announcement came during last evening's meeting of the Atlantic School Board. Amstein has served the Atlantic School District since April 2010.
You get a point in your life where it's time to take a look at something else, and a lot of people have said, well, what are you going to do after next year? And I have some ideas, probably won't be in education. I think I've done enough and experienced enough that I want to do, as a friend of mine once said, I want to do something that normal people do.
He says he looks forward to the upcoming year and that he will do whatever is necessary in that year to help transition to a new superintendent for next year.
Certainly I want to thank this year's board for their support and also the work that we need to do. I would like to certainly thank the former board that originally hired me, and thank them for the opportunity. Thank Rod Hartwig and Glenn Smith as former board members who've been very supportive, not only when they were on the board, but also for their time off. Certainly would like to thank my administrators. I've got a great bunch, and they've done a fine job for us.
In a prepared statement, Dr. Amstein said he was grateful to the Atlantic community for making him feel so welcome to the community. He and his wife, he said, have been fortunate that they've been able, in the short time that they lived here, to develop some lifelong friendships that they will cherish and hope to continue. He said also he's proud of the fact the district's test scores have improved steadily over the past 6 years. The graduation rate has improved, while the district's dropout rate has dropped below the state average. None of these things, he said, could have been accomplished without the hard work and dedication of the teachers, support staff, administrators, and school board members. Amstein joins a list of superintendents from around Southwest and Western Iowa who have announced their resignations or retirements since the beginning of the 2015-16 school year, the most recent being Griswold's Dana Kunze and Riverside's Jim Sutton. Superintendents at the Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Farragut schools all announced their plans to leave this past fall and winter, with Farragut's Tom Hendricks' decision immediate after the State Board of Education stripped away that district's local control. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday three people have been arrested Tuesday. 35-year-old Lisa May Harper of Atlantic and 36-year-old Joshua Michael Lillard of Atlantic were arrested on one charge each of possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, that's a felony. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail, where they remained held on $5,000 bond each. 56-year-old Barry Dean Schmidt of Messina was arrested Tuesday on a district court warrant for probation violation. Smith was also charged with felony possession of ammunition, possession of methamphetamine, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $12,300 bond. And Tuesday night, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 25-year-old Timothy Allen Brown of Elliott on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear on original charges of carrying weapons and on two counts of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Brown was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held yesterday on $2,000 bond. Police in Creston say three people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. At around 8:30 a.m., Kirby Conkler of Creston was arrested for domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense, three counts of harassment in the first degree, and interference with official acts. Conkler was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $5,000 bond. Just before 6 p.m. yesterday, Creston police arrested 28-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman of Creston for extortion and violation of a protection order. Hoffman was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And a little after 9 o'clock last night, 53-year-old Johnny Fike of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Vulcans, age 85, of Nevada and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dorothy Vulcans will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Shelby, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby in charge of arrangements. Donald Blatt, age 95, of Shelby, died Sunday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Donald Blatt will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Rosemary Sewing, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Minden, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Senior Living Facility in Harlan. Services for Rosemary Sewing will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Cole Finley, age 63, of Panama, died Friday at Murzu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Cole Finley will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Retz, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Bill Retz will be tomorrow from 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Needham, age 57, who's formerly of Malmo, Nebraska and the Oakland area, died Wednesday at Specialty Care in Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Needham will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Fairview Cemetery west of Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edward C. Nelson, age 92, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Nelson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gary Ely, age 73, of Griswold, died February 28th. A memorial gathering for Gary Ely will be Saturday from 10:30 until 1 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Connie Kluver, age 76, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in New York City. Graveside services for Connie Kluver will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Buzz Cavanaugh, Jr., age 74, of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial gathering for James Buzz Cavanaugh, Jr. will be held on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And J.R. Betts, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for J.R. Betts will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.